This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Thousands of Americans have been losing sizable chunks of their Social Security checks to pay back federal student loans they still owe. A new study from the Government Accountability Office finds that sometimes getting docked for the old student loans drops their income below the poverty line. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams joins us from Washington. First, why is the government doing this?
So, David, the idea is that if you have a loan in default from the federal government, the government should be able to get the money back. So if you start getting a Social Security check, they can withhold up to 15% of your payment in what they call an offset. For older borrowers, the typical offset is about $140 a month.
And taxpayers are ultimately on the hook for unpaid federal student loans. Does this approach actually work in terms of getting the money back?
Somewhat. So, for example, in 2015, about 10% of what the Department of Education collected in defaulted student loan debt came from these offsets. The GAO's Allison Bodden talked about these borrowers in a podcast the agency released with the report.
For about a third, offsets do achieve a desired outcome in that after 5 years, loans are repaid or they're being repaid. But for about another third, the offsets have little to no effect on individual student loan balances. Sometimes those balances even increase.
That's because the withholding often goes to pay fees and interest first.
All right. Offsets, Fed speak there. How widespread is this issue of getting your Social Security docked?
The GAO says last year about 114,000 older borrowers were subject to this kind of withholding. But here's something interesting. Half of those people who were seeing the reduction weren't even getting their Social Security because they were retired. They were on Social Security disability benefits.
Marketplace's Kimberly Adams in Washington. Thank you.
You're welcome.